find the longest path. Whoa.
Welcome to Complexity Cast number 6, live from Porto, Portugal. And today's guest is Portugal's only algorithms and complexity person, Luis Antunes. Hi, Luis.
Hi, Les.
So let's talk a little bit about European theory as it goes.
Yeah.
So, typically, you know, the European theory is we kind of divide it into theory A and theory B. Theory A being stock, Fox, algorithms, complexity, mostly kind of stuff. And theory B being more semantics and automata theory and stuff like that. In fact, the names come from the handbook of theoretical computer science came out a few years ago in two volumes, A and B. And even like iCalc and TCS have separate A and B tracks. So how does it feel being in Portugal doing theory A type stuff, Luis?
Well, it feels a bit lonely, but I'm doing what I like, so, and I'm being able to work with people in the US, so trying to survive.
And how does the other people in your department or your country see the kind of research you do?
Oh, here, at least in Portugal, it's much more harder to explain to them that the kind of conference where I'm trying to submit the papers that we are doing are good conference because they don't know it, and for them it's just another conference outside their world, theory.
But it's still to them a good conference.
Yeah, and I still believe that it's a good theory that we are doing in this.
Oh, okay, well that's not such a bad sign.
No.
Here in Portugal. Do you think you will get more theory people in Portugal?
I
know you're training a few good students.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that within some other countries that are starting to do the same in Europe we can do something close to what you have in the US. So,
what do you mean by that?
Little steps by little steps we will grow, and finally within the EU we will have people enough to...
Well, like in the US we have people... Like, you know, me who grew up in New Jersey is now working in Chicago, Illinois. Do you think you'll see that kind of movement in the European universities?
It will take a long, but it's starting to move that way, so I hope so. Personally, I don't want to move from Porto, but I think it should happen.
But you'd like to get other people here?
Sure. The problem a few years ago was grants. Our government closed all of the money for theory, so it was a bit hard after my PhD to have people here, but nowadays we are getting more money for theory, and so it's easier to invite people to come to Portugal.
Alright, so you've heard that. If you want to go to Portugal, Luis would love to have you, and might even find some money to pay your visit.
It's true.
And I want to tell you, this is actually, it's one of, Portugal's become one of my favorite countries in Europe. It's nice, everyone is so friendly here, and we're right here. Porto is Portuguese for port.
Yeah.
A port as in where the ships port, but also port as in port wine, which comes from this nice city. Like today, this morning, what did we do? We sat at a coffee house right on the beach. And just tried to prove some theorems and enjoyed some coffee and overlooking the water. It's just such a pleasant place here. It's kind of a nice, you know, between, you know, right now between two conferences, the Bristol Complexity Work and Randomness Workshop last week and the Computational Complexity Conference next week, which are both very busy conferences. Complexity is certainly be very busy for me. But coming to Portugal is almost like a vacation. In fact, you know, talking to my daughter yesterday, she thought I was on vacation, and now we are trying to do some research, right, Luis?
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so we're not like taking boats on rivers and other fun things, but no, we actually are trying to do some research. You want to talk a little bit about the kinds of research you like to do, Luis?
Yeah, mostly I've been working with you and with some other people, and I like to study common law of complexity and try to see if I can find some applications in complexity theory. The notion of computational depth is kind of neat, and I enjoy to work with it. So
Yeah, so we've been working mostly in this area of computational depth. It's something I talked about also at Bristol, just trying to measure the amount of non-random information in a string, as opposed to just the standard random stuff. And so we've been looking at connections to average case complexity and finding witnesses of satisfying assignments and things like that.
Yeah.
Have nice connections to computational depth. So it's been fun.
Yeah.
And you know, and what was the title of your thesis again, Luis?
The title was a joke of you were joking with it, so I decided to take the joke seriously, and the title was Useful Information.
Useful Information, that was a good thesis. Much better than my thesis title, which I won't repeat here. No visit to Portugal, especially this time of year, can be complete without talking about soccer.
Yeah.
Or as you call it, actually, what do they call it?
Football.
What's the Portuguese word?
Football.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like I got to England right after England lost to Portugal, in fact, where the English papers had constant articles about how...
Ronaldo was diving. I'm sure they were saying that.
Ronaldo was diving and how he got the red card against Rooney. And all these things. In fact, there was this funny photoshopped image in one of the papers, which was basically showed Portuguese players off diving boards in a swimming pool. Is you know the Portuguese training facility?
No way. We have the fame, but Rooney really hurt our player. That should hurt. I'm sure that it hurt. I would not like to have one kick like that on the players that the Portuguese got.
But nevertheless, it was kind of interesting that there was still World Cup going on in England. I mean, there still was World Cup going on, but you really wouldn't know it being in England. All these articles about the poor English team, and then when you actually wanted to look at the paper to find out news about, say, the Italy-German game or a Portugal-France game, you know, like a tiny article, you know, surrounded by various, oh, Rooney did this, and then, oh, it should have been. England went through, and...
Our goalie is good, so this is the second time that he is keeping England to keep on the proof.
Okay, and then a couple of days before I come to Portugal, Portugal plays France, and what happens?
What happens is that we played well, but we lost. It happens in soccer. We usually don't like when it happens, but it happens. I think that Portugal played a nice game, but France was stronger in defense. So they scored earlier, and then they decided to defend the result, and that was it.
See, this is so different than when I was in England. In England, when you say, why did England lose, it was, you know, bad refereeing, diving by the Portuguese. And here we have a nice Portugal guy actually saying the French played better.
Well, I'm not saying that the French played better. I'm saying that they defend better. We were trying to keep up, but... our attackers, our forwards, were not very efficient, so...
Okay.
We had a nice game.
And then, actually, I got to Portugal to watch the third-place game, which Portugal did not play well.
Again, yeah.
I have to say, the Germans just played very well. Germans won 3-1. It was 3-0 in the last few minutes when Portugal finally scored. It was kind of funny. We heard this... one car horn, like just one car horn beep after that.
It was a German living in Portugal.
After that, no, it was another Portuguese guy. He just beeped his car horn right after the Portuguese scored the goal. And you're wondering, yeah, like a meaningless goal in a meaningless game.
No, it was not meaningless.
But we did see a lot of people sort of watching the final. We went to some restaurant, but there weren't a lot of people there.
Yeah, we generally like. Yeah, I'm quite sure that they were at home watching the game, because we generally like soccer. It's the first sports here in Portugal. So every final of the Champions League, every final of the Euro Cup, the World Cup, for us it's interesting to see the game.
And what was your reaction as a soccer expert to the final?
To the final? I was pushing for Italy, I must confess, but... after the draw, France played really well. I was surprised with Zidane. He was really nasty with the Italian, but I would like to know what the Italian has told him, but That I think that no one will know.
We will never know that.
But it was not such a good game. I think that the whole World Cup, the teams were very conservative. They were playing on defense and trying not to lose the game. There should be some rule trying to push them to try to score.
I mean, the other team that I like to watch is the Dutch team, given that it is sabbatical in Amsterdam, and I go back there a lot. And perhaps one of the more controversial games was the elimination game between the Netherlands and Portugal, which Portugal also won, but with the record number of yellow cards and red cards and all this other stuff. So what do you think of that game?
I think it was a bad publicity for soccer. However, the only thing I regret is that I have not bet with Harry Boorman about that game. Otherwise, I would have won a free dinner, and it would be really tasty to have it from Harry.
I don't know. I think that's a dinner earned with bad money or bad bread.
No, I think that both of the teams were playing the same way. They were playing really nasty, and they didn't help the referee either. Neither the players, neither the coaches also. So.
Yeah, that was one ugly game.
Yeah, you are right. I would have rather won the game in another different way, without yellow cards and red cards.
Was it like you'd rather lost the game if it was clean?
If it was clean? Yeah, probably. I won't say that.
A true Portuguese fan.
No, come on. During the Euro 2004, we won to them clean in a clean way.
And I felt better.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have seen the Portuguese TVs on Sunday. In fact, the Portugal team came back Sunday after their Saturday night consolation game. And to huge crowds at the airport, crowds at the Lisbon Stadium. I mean, we're up in Porto, so we didn't see them directly. But PAC is conquering heroes. If people don't realize, you know, Portugal is actually a relatively small country.
Yeah.
How many people live here?
10 million people?
10 million, right. It's a relatively small country, right? I mean, like, you know, compared to a small state in the U.S.
It's true. Yeah, we were happy with the result of the World Cup.
So, you know, fourth place is not too shabby. Certainly a lot better than the U.S. did this year. A U.S. team which, by the way, beat Portugal 3-0 in the 2002 World Cup.
And I lost the dinner.
Flewish owe me dinner from that.
I know. Yeah, I was joking with you that even a draw would be humiliating for us, and it was.
Yeah, it was amazing. After that game, Luis told me that the entire Portugal country was really depressed, and in the U.S., nobody noticed.
Come on.
On to 2010.
Okay.
When I will be a soccer fan again. So that's, I think we'll wrap up our Complexity Cast. I want to thank Portuguese local complexity expert and soccer fan, Luis Antunes. Oh, well, you're more an expert than anyone else in this country.
Okay. I'm the first and last one, I know.
Hopefully not the last. So, until next time, remember, in a complex world, best to keep it simple.